Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt has Mulligan trapped. There's the throw to Walters and over to Fuster, who tags Mulligan for the out. Hooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shiley moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McClellan moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes McClellan. The throw to Pennock covering the plate. The slide. McClellan is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Harris reaches second base with a double. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball towards center. Liebold catches it and throws to home to double up Mulligan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walters moves to second. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-1 in the game. Liebold bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to third. Pennock moves to second. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Walters scores. Pennock scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feuchter moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McClellan strikes out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheely tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoski. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Minoski steals second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Collins. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Walters and he is safe. Mulligan steals third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-2 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Pennock moves to second. Benkar pinch hits for Johnny Mitchell. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to third for the out. Liebold moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke now playing shortstop. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Leibold. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leibold. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss still hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feuchter bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-3 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Leibold moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to third. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-4 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leibold scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.